Translation. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses.
So, in the beginning, Kunti Devi said that Namaste Purushanta Abhyam Isharam Prakriti Param. I offer my obeisances unto the person Purusham, who is Prakriti Param, who is beyond this material manifest. Krishna is complete spirit soul, super soul. He has no material body. So in the beginning, Kunti Devi gave us this understanding that God, the supreme Purusha, Purusha means person. He is not impersonal, Purusha. But he is not a Purusha of this material world, not a personality of this material creation. That is the understanding. The impersonalist cannot accommodate in their poor fund of knowledge how the Supreme Absolute Truth can become a person. Because whenever they think of person, they think of a person of this material. That is a defect. So, the poor fund of knowledge. Why God should be a person of this material world? So that was clear in the beginning. Prakriti Param, beyond this material place. But he is a person. So now that personality, although alaksham in his room, now by the grace of Kunti, we can understand that although the Supreme Person is invisible, now he has appeared to be visible, Krishna. Therefore he says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Vasudeva conception, sometimes the impersonalists, they have Vasudeva conception, means all pervading. So Kunti Devi is pointing out that Vasudeva is Krishna, all pervading. Krishna, by Vasudeva feature, he is all pervading. Ishara sarvabhutanam jiddhese arjuna tishtha. This feature of Krishna, Krishna the original person, has got three features. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as all pervading Paramatma, Super Soul, and impersonal Brahma evolved. So, those who are interested in Bhakti Yoga, they have no business with the impersonal Brahma evolved. That is for common man. Common man. Just like you can try to understand, those who are inhabitants of the sun planet, what they are about to do is the sunshine. That is the most insignificant thing for them, sunshine. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life, they are interested in the person, Purusham, Vasudeva, Purusham. That realization takes place, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, after many, many births, bahunam, janmanam, anti. at the end of many, many births. These impersonalities who are very much attached to the Brahmoi Father, such persons, they are called Jnani. They are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of their knowledge. But they do not know that their knowledge is very imperfect and limited. And Krishna, the absolute truth, is unlimited. You cannot approach the unlimited by your limited knowledge. That is not possible. So, by the grace of devotees like Kunti Devi, we can understand that here is a Vasudeva, all pervading absolute truth, Paramatma. Vasudeva is here, Krishna. Vasudeva. So this Vasudeva realization is possible by the impersonalist after many, many births. Not very easy. Bhavanam janvanamante jnanavana mana prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. Sudurlava. Very rare. Mahatma, broad-minded. But one who cannot understand Krishna, they are crippled-minded. They are not broad-minded. If one becomes broad-minded, then by the grace of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. Sevanmukhi hi jiva. The process is sevanmukhi. Service beginning with the tongue, Vasudeva realization is possible. The service, the first service is Savanam Kirtanam. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra and hear repeatedly. And Kepprasad. These are the two businesses of the tongue. So, he realized. Very simple then. Sevanamukhe hi jivhadu. Krishna will reveal. Not that by your endeavor you can understand Krishna, but your endeavor in the loving service, that will make you qualify. Krishna will reveal. Sam eva spurattva. Krishna is very much anxious to take you back home, back to Godhead. But you are stubborn. You do not wish. So he is always finding out the opportunity how you can be taken back home, back to God. Just like affectionate father. The rascal son left his father loitering in the street and have no shelter, no food, suffering so much. The father is more anxious to take the boy home. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme father. All these living entities within this material world, they're exactly like the misled child of a big, rich man loitering. So the greatest benefit to the human society is to give him Krishna consciousness. Greatest. You cannot give any benefit. Any kind of material profit will not satisfy the need. If he is given this Krishna consciousness, just like the same process, a bewildered boy is loitering in the street, if he is reminded, my dear boy, why you are suffering so much? You are son of such and such very rich man, your father has got so much property, why you are loitering in the street? And if he comes to his consciousness, yes, I am the son of such and such big man. Why should I loiter in the street? He goes back home. Yadagatyanani Vartante. Therefore, this is the best service, to inform him that you are part and parcel of Krishna. You are son of Krishna. Krishna is opulent. Six times of opulent. Why you are troubling? Why you are rotting in this material? This is the greatest self. Krishna consciousness. But Maya is very strong. Still, it is the duty of every Krishna bhakta to try to enlighten everyone to Krishna consciousness. Just like Kunti Devi is pointing out. First of all, she said, alaksham sarva-bhutanam antar-bhahi-avasit. Although Krishna, the Supreme Person, is without and within, still, to the rascals and fools, is invisible. Therefore, she is pointing out, here is the law, Krishna. Vasudeva, he is all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is very much pleased to become the son of Devaki. Devaki Nandanaya. Devaki Nandanaya. Devaki Nandanaya is mentioned in the Atharva Veda also. Krishna comes as Devaki Nandanaya. And his foster father is Nanda Gopa, Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna likes to be related with his devotee as father and mother. Here in this material world, we try to make our relationship with the Supreme as father, but Krishna wants to become the son. Therefore, Nanda Gopal. He takes pleasure to become a devotee's son. The ordinary man, they want God as father, but that is not very pleasing to Krishna. Father means to become father means always bother and give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. You see? Of course, Krishna has those immense potencies to supply. Eko ju bhunam vidhati kama. He can supply everyone. As much he wants. He is supplying food to the elephant. He is supplying food to the ant. Why not to the human being? But these rascals do not know. They are working day and night like ass to find out bread. And if he goes to church, they are also, give me bread. They are only bread problem. That's all. Although the living entity is the son of the richest, opulent person, but he has created his bread problem. This is called ignorance. He thinks that if I do not solve my bread problem, if I do not drive my trucks day and night, that's such a nonsense illusion, you see. Bread problem. Where is bread problem? Krishna can supply, if he can supply food to the elephant, in Africa there are millions and millions of African elephants, you know, and they are supplied food. Then Bhagavad says, don't waste your time for this bread problem. Don't waste it. Tasyaiva heta prajate ta kovida na labhate jat bhamatam uparjat. Don't waste your time. How to solve your economic problem? This is nonsense. Of course, it is very revolutionary. People will hate me. The Lord Swami is speaking. But actually, this is the fact. This is another madness. Suppose you have got your rich father, enough food, where is your economic problem? This is madness. There is no economic problem. If you know that my father is the richest man, of this city, then where is my economic problem? Actually, that is the position. We have no economic problem. Everything is there. Complete. Purnam, Purnamada, Purnamada. Purnat Purnamudachati. Everything is complete. You want water. Just see, there are oceans of water. You want purified water. You cannot, although the ocean water so much, when there is scarcity of water, you have to take help. Of course not. He'll evaporate the water. He'll make it cloud. Then when it is falls down, then it becomes sweet. Otherwise you cannot touch. Everything under control. Everything is full. Water, light, heat, everything is complete. Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasa Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. His talk is never finished. Simply you become obedient and the supply is there. You can understand. This Krishna consciousness person, they have no problem, economic problem. Everything is sufficiently supplied by Krishna. In Los Angeles, the neighbors, they are very envious. You do not work. You have no anxiety and you have got four cars, you are eating so nicely. How is that? They inquire from our devotees. That is the actual fact. We are spending so much money, we have got so many centers. The calculation is there was $70,000 we are spending. We supply. Somehow or other we are getting. So there is no problem. You simply become sincere servant of Krishna. Everything is there. This is the test. They are envious of us that we do not work. Still we have got so much. So why don't you come and join us? That they will not do. You come with us, chant Hare Krishna. No, that I cannot do. All right, then what? With your traps. They have made their own position dangerous and others' position also. At any moment there may be accident. This is civilization. Nonsense. This is not civilization. Civilization means calmness, peace, prosperity, shanti. In peace and prosperity, one should be Krishna conscious. Always. Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida. Lalabhate jad bhamadam uparijad. In the animal life, or other than human life, we had worked so much. Only for morsel of food, day and night working. But still, the food is there, simply. Avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shakti rishyate. Avidya, this material world, is full of ignorance. Therefore, our endeavor should be how to come out of this ignorance. Tashaiva hetu. For that reason we should work only. How to come out of this ignorance? That I am this material body, I have to work day and night, and then I shall get my food, then I shall leave. This is ignorance. So this ignorance, this life of ignorance we have passed. In the forms other than the human being. Animal life, bird's life, beast life. Now, this life should be peaceful, calm and quiet. Jivasya tattva jignasa, simply for inquiring about the absolute. That should be the business. Simply. Jivasya tattva jignasa, athato brahma jignasa. Simply, sit down. Just like we are sitting down. We are sitting down and inquiring about Krishna. This is life. This is life. But what is this life? working day and night like ass. No, that is not life. Therefore, Bhagavad says, your life should be engaged for this purpose. The saiva heta prajati kovida. Kovida means intelligence. Then, how my economic problems will be solved? The answer is, tallabhate dukha madannata sukham. You are after happiness. Are you after distress? No, sir. So why distress comes upon you? You are not anxious for distress, calamities. Why do they come upon you? Similarly, so far your happiness is also concerned, that will also come upon you. Because your life, according to your karma, is mixed up with some portion of happiness, some portion of distress. If the distress comes without any invitation, the happiness also will come without invitation. Without any invitation. Because you are destined already. There's so much happiness, so much distress you will have. Destined. So you cannot change it. Try to change your laws, this material condition of life. That is your only business. Nalambhati jad bhamatam uparjata. Bhamatam uparjata. You have tried. Bhamatam uparjata. Upar means higher planetary system. Sometimes we get our birth in higher planetary system as demigods. And sometimes, adha, as animals, as cats and dogs, as jarma, beach, stool. This is going on. This is going on according to our karma. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভূমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব only a fortunate living entity gets this opportunity of association of Krishna and Krishna's devotee. Then his life becomes sublime. এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভূমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তিলতা. This ভক্তিলতা deals the seed of devotional service. Chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So, Kunti Devi is pointing out that who is the person, Aloksha, invisible? Yes, Krishna. Krishna, there are so many Krishna. Vasudevaya, the son of Vasudev. There are many Vasudevs. No, Nanda Gopa, Nandana. The foster son of Maharaj Nanda. Three times he is pointing, here is Krishna. Krishna, who officially takes his birth as son of Devaki and Vasudeva, but he enjoys the company of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. The childhood company. This is Krishna's first time. So, Ananda Leela, Maya Vigrahaya. Ananda Leela. Krishna's Leela at times are all jubilant. Ananda Leela Maya. Anandamaya Vyasa. He is by nature Anandamaya. Krishna will never find Krishna is very unhappy. Krishna is never unhappy. Krishna is always happy. Therefore, Nanda Gopa, Kumara, Govinda, he is happy. And whoever associates with him, he is also happy. Govinda. We are after sense gratification. Go means senses. So if you associate with Krishna, you enjoy your senses. Affluently. Just like the gopis are dancing with Krishna. So there is no scarcity of sense gratification also. But that is not this sense, gross sense gratification. That is spiritual sense. That is spiritual sense. Ananda Chinmaya Sadhu Jalavigrahasya. We chant every day. That sense gratification is Ananda Chinmaya. Chinmaya. In the spiritual world. Not this third class Ananda. With this body senses. This is not Ananda. This is illusion. This is illusion. You are thinking that I am enjoying. But that is not ananda. This ananda is not fair because we cannot enjoy this material sense pleasure for long. Everyone has got experience. It is finished. It is finished. But spiritual enjoyment does not finish. It increases. That is the difference. Ananda chinmaya sadhu jala vikra. Govindam, adipusha. So you have to associate with Govinda. Here is also it is said. Govindaya namo namo. I offer my respectful obeisances to Govinda. So this Krishna consciousness moment is so nice. You become directly in contact with Govinda. This deity worship is also directly in contact with Govinda. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana Sringara Tanuman Viramajanaru. This Vigraha, the deity of Krishna, that is also Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna is alaksha, invisible, he has become visible for your facility. As you can see, it is not that Krishna is stone or Krishna is wood, Krishna is metal. Krishna is always Krishna. But he appears because you cannot see except wood, stone and metal. He appears like that. Wood, stone and metal. But he is not wood, stone, metal. You will get the same facility as Krishna personally. If you associate, you associate. You will associate with Krishna. But at the present moment, because Krishna is invisible, therefore he has very kindly taken a form which is visible by you. This is Krishna's mercy. Do not think, here is Krishna, stone Krishna. Krishna is everything. Krishna is everything, so Krishna is stone also. Krishna is stone also. But, he is not that strong that cannot act. Krishna acts also in the stone form. Krishna acts also in metal form. And you perceive that. Samiva Surakrata. The more you give service, the so-called stone also speaks with you. There are many instances like that. So, we should take to this Krishna consciousness moment according to the Shastra. See, I'm very pleased that you are doing nicely, dressing the deity very nicely. More and more in this way, offer Krishna nice prasadam, nice foodstuff, nice dress, keep the temple very clean. Sri Mandira Marjanadishu. Marjan means cleansing. Either you dress Krishna or cleanse the temple, the effect is the same. Don't think, I am a cleanser and he is a dresser. No, the dresser and the cleanser are the same. Krishna is absolute. In every way, be engaged in Krishna's service. Your life will be successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, by the grace of Kunti Devi, we can understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Vasudeva, another meaning of Vasudeva is that when you come to the platform of Vasudeva, Sattang Vishuddham, Vasudeva Sambhu, Sattang, Satta, goodness. First of all, you have to come to the platform of goodness. But here in the material world, the goodness is also sometimes contaminated by other low qualities, ignorance and passion. So, by hearing about Krishna, Sinnatam Sabhatat Krishna, Punna Savanakit, just like you are hearing about Krishna. Similarly, try to hear about Krishna. Always, 24 hours. Chant about Krishna. In this way, the dirty things will be clean. Nasta prayeshu avadrishu. Nittang Bhagavata Sivaya. Nittang. Nittang means always. Not that Bhagavata Sapta. The official. No, not like that. There is another exploitation. In Bhagavata it is said, Nittang Bhagavata Sivaya. Nittang means daily, 24 hours. Either you read Srimad Bhagavatam or carry out the order of your spiritual master. This is also order. Krishna, Bhagavata is spiritual master, Vishnu, he is also Bhagavata. Acharya, Bhagavata. Grantha Bhagavata, and person Bhagavata. The person Bhagavata and book Bhagavata. You always say, Nittang Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiti. Then you will be fixed up. Naishthiti. Nobody can move you. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Krishna consciousness movement should be realized by you, by the process prescribed, and try to give to the people. This is the greatest welfare activities in the world. To awaken Krishna consciousness, the dormant Krishna consciousness. It is, of course, practically you can see 4 or 5 years ago, none of you were in Krishna consciousness, but it has been awakened. Now you are Krishna consciousness. Then others can be awakened also. There is no difficulty. The process is the same. So, by following the footprints of devotees like Kunti, we shall be able to understand, as he is pointing out, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumara. This is Krishna's identification. Just like we take identification of a person, what is your father's name? So, here we give presenting God with his father's name, with his mother's name, with his address. We are not impersonal, vague idea. No, everything complete, perfect, the identification. If we take advantage of this propagation of Krishna consciousness, then you are certainly benefited. Thank you very much.